September 26th, Andromeda. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate September 26th. Only three galaxies are visible to naked eye observers on Earth. Two of these can be seen from the southern hemisphere, the large and small Magellanic Clouds, satellite galaxies of the Milky Way. Farther away in space, but still visible to naked eye observers in the northern hemisphere, is the huge spiral Andromeda galaxy, the fraternal twin to our own Milky Way. The Andromeda galaxy is now high in the sky each evening. If you have a star chart, you can easily find it, but be sure to look in a moonless sky far from city lights. With the naked eye, the galaxy looks like a single star wrapped in a veil of haze. Binoculars show a broadened disk of hazy light. While contemplating this faraway disk, remember that you're really looking at billions of stars, their light blurred together over trillions upon trillions of miles of distance. Any beings that live in Andromeda might see our own Milky Way galaxy in exactly the same way. Andromeda closely resembles the Milky Way. Telescopes show that Andromeda has a brilliant central core, with conspicuous spiral arms winding around it. Earlier in this century, we learned Andromeda's speed and direction through space. The entire huge structure was found moving toward our galaxy at the incredible speed of 130 miles per second. But don't worry about a collision of the two galaxies. At Andromeda's pace, it would take a time span nearly as great as the age of the universe to reach us. Stardate is produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. Thank you for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
One thing wrong.
What's that?
We're not supposed to start talking until after our theme song comes on. That's union rules.
It's unofficial then.
Okay.
This is not our theme. This is our theme.
Start talking now.
That sounds like a good place.
Can't think of any better.
Here we are again.
Yes, it's about 12 minutes past the hour of four. You know, my headphones
are
all messed up.
12 minutes past the hour of what?
Four. Actually, it's 4 minutes past the hour of 12.
That's better. That's better, Mike.
Now it's 5 past. Listen, could you talk for a little while? Because my headphones are bad, and I have to go get another pair.
Your headphones are bad. My headphones only have one little speaker coming out of them,
well,
not two.
That's more than I have. I'll be right back.
You don't have any. Okay, well, I can assure you Mike was there. He couldn't hear himself, maybe, but he was there. Where's he going? Oh, he's going into another room to get some more headphones. Well, you're listening to the voice of Long Island, the one and only... Hi, Mike. Mike's in the other room now. He's waving. And the voice of Long Island comes your way at 12.02 a.m. every Friday night, Saturday morning, what have you, right after Stardate. And we bring you all sorts of interesting things. Tonight is no exception. We have a special Voice of Long Island field trip to Shelter Island. And we'll be broadcasting excerpts of that. That was done last Sunday. Was it last Sunday?
Yeah,
it was last Sunday. Wow, time flies. Shelter Island, you'll learn a lot about that place. And a lot about the crazy people we are, too.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. Fun trip.
Certainly was. And we'll go over that in depth. We have a welcome back to school message from Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher. And
of
you
all
know
people.
How good that's going to be.
Yeah.
And,
that's for sure.
New episode of the Tripods. Other little surprises and things.
And, of course, Bunky and Spunky will probably be in for a brief couple of moments. Who knows?
As usual.
Yeah.
How was your week, Mike?
My week was very, very, very hectic.
Yeah, you have that look in your eyes again.
What, the bloodshot look?
Yeah, the bloodshot sort of desperate look that you get sometimes when you've been running yourself ragged.
That's true. That's exactly what I've been doing. This Wednesday, I went up to Boston.
And how is that fair town?
It was, like, kind of cloudy and dank.
Well, it's been like that here most of the time, too.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I'll tell you what I like. These windy days we've been having recently.
You know, like Thursday.
You walk along and you're sort of carried up into the sky, especially...
A la Mary Poppins.
Especially at night, when you see these big white clouds in the sky and the stars beam down at you.
Yeah, that's...
And it feels like, you know, you should be seeing pumpkins and things and witches and ghosts and all that type of thing, at least at Halloween.
Well, that's coming up next month.
That's true, but it's sort of a preview, a sneak preview.
It is.
I love that weather, though.
Well, now, let me just tell you a few things about my trip up to Boston.
Okay, yeah, let's get back to Boston.
Took a flight out of Long Island's MacArthur Airport.
Ooh.
Did you ever fly out of there?
I never flew out of anywhere.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. You did mention that a little earlier, but not on the air. It was a very interesting flight, one of these commuter aircraft, you know, with the four propeller engines.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty wild. I had a great time.
They give you an odd sheet at the beginning, right? not quite that bad. But,
No. Actually, it was a very nice flight. And I actually saw the sun because we were up above clouds. And
oh, you mean you couldn't see the sun down here, but when you went up there, you could.
That's right.
Oh.
Went up, not as in up in Boston.
Well, that's scientific, so when you go up there, the sun is there, but the clouds are in front of it.
Yeah, something like that.
You learned.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was a very, very fun trip. You got to, on the way back, I saw much of Long Island because it wasn't so cloudy then.
Did you see Stony Brook?
No, I didn't, because I was sitting on the south end of the plane. But I did see the Health Science Center as we took off.
Now, what does that look like from the sky?
It looks like a big block.
Oh.
Yeah.
That some careless child has thrown on the ground.
Yes, a building block, with the letters on the side. Like U, S, and B.
Ah, yeah, and a W up on top.
Right.
Well, I'm glad your trip was interesting. How long did it take to get up there?
About a little less than an hour.
That's pretty good.
It is.
Pretty good. By car, it would take the better part of a day.
Yeah, about 5, 6, 7 hours, something.
Depending on traffic and things.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow, I'm going up to Rochester.
You're doing a lot of traveling, huh? Shelter Island, Boston, Rochester?
All in the same week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long will you be in Rochester for?
Weekend.
How will you get there?
Train.
Oh, you're taking a train.
Yeah.
That's always a nice way to go.
It is.
As long as I keep running.
I like riding trains.
Yeah, trains can be very... Well, we'll talk more about trains later on, because we took a train out to Greenport and then took a ferry over to Shelter Island.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, and then we did the exact reverse going back.
So right, we took a train to Greenport and a ferry to Ronkonkoma.
It was quite a trip.
Not really.
My week has been kind of hectic, too, but not as much traveling, just sort of doing things around here. Basic weekly things that one does at Stony Brook was what I did this week. Had some problems, though.
Oh?
For some reason, and I can't figure out why, I've become the victim of a huge bureaucratic mess here at Stony Brook. I keep getting my grades sent to me over and over and over again. I've gotten them at least 8 times.
Oh.
Since last May. And I can't get them to stop.
Well, maybe, are you passing all the time, or?
Yeah, I'm fine. There's no problem with me, but people just keep sending me my grades over and over again. I say, okay, I know what I got. I have it memorized. I have them all in a little stack in my room. But they just keep coming.
What, do they come every week?
Yeah, if only they were sending
weeks?
Me, you know, something nice, like
money.
That'd be acceptable.
How often do they send them to you? Every week?
I'd say about once every 3 weeks or so I get one.
Really?
And the thing is, there's no notice enclosed telling me why they're doing this. They just send it to me like they always do.
Oh.
A list of all the courses I've ever taken at Stony Brook and all the grades I've ever gotten. There's no difference in any of them. They're all the same.
Indeed.
It's not as if they're changing my grades one by one.
It must be somebody's trying to play a trick on you in the computer room or something.
Well, the worst thing that can happen to you is if the computer itself decides to play a trick on you, and that can happen sometimes.
Yeah.
For instance, once the computer decided that a 9 that I had put down was an 8, and so for a long time, my zip code was St. James zip code, even though I lived in Stony Brook. Try as you might, you cannot get that changed. The clerks sort of look at you in a frightened way, and they say, oh, because they know what that means. They'll have to convince the computer that it was wrong, and you just don't win arguments like that. Oh, the music stopped. There it is.
Yes, it's very interesting music, too.
I like it. What's the name on the album cover?
Well, it's Café Fignon.
Uh-huh.
Featuring the Fignon group.
Hey.
There's very interesting things on here, like Mustafa, Rampa Rampa, Walla Dai, Zorba.
Zorba, that's interesting.
Yeah, some very good. Selo Hedom.
Greek name, I know.
Yeah. Cuando Caliente El Sol? Hey.
Sounds like a good name for a show here.
Yeah.
I tell you, of all the programs, all the countries we end up on here on USB, we have Pakistani music, Spanish music, Latin, every country you can possibly think of we hit sooner or later. But I don't think we ever hit Greece. You know,
Cuando Caliente El Sol.
Or Turkey.
That's true. This is Turkish. There's a lot of Arabic things in here.
Be nice if we had a show
this
like that.
This is sung in Spanish by Avram Grobard.
It's sung in Spanish, huh?
Yeah.
Es tu cara, es tu pelo, son tus besos, me estresco, oh, oh, oh.
Very passionate scene.
Cuando calienta el sol, aquí en la playa, siento tu cuerpo vibrar cerca de mí.
I know that's you, Mike.
Es tu capital, un rifelto fino pura, sí.
Fool anybody. La 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 la. He said everybody. La la. Hey.
Oh,
Stop now, Mike. Stop, stop, stop. That was invigorating. It really was.
What, me singing or that singer?
Oh, all the jumping and dancing around that everybody here in the studio is doing. Even
Gary Pecorino.
Even Gary Pecorino. Wow. That's something to see.
Wow. It's fun, I tell you.
It is. We should play more of this music a little bit more often.
Yes, we should. And I found this yesterday.
You did?
And it's good because the album cover is coming in very handy for me right now, because after those notes, I'm very, very sweaty. And I'm just like fanning myself. And nice breeze in
album
here.
Album covers are good for that.
They sure are. Except if you hold them the wrong way and there's an album in there and it comes flying out on you.
Well, that doesn't happen too often, I hope.
It's never happened to me, but it's conceivable.
It certainly is. That's one thing, that you can't fan yourself with an 8-track cartridge or a cassette. They never say that when they advertise the virtues of records over other devices.
I'm fanning myself with a cart right now. It's not working quite well.
No.
Yes. All right,
I'm trying
now,
to fan myself right now at an entire cassette machine.
Oh, well.
Be careful, huh?
Yeah. Please, it's my cassette machine in there. Well, anyway, why don't we tell the folks at home what our telephone number is so they can complain about this DJ singing on the air.
Area code 516-246-7901. And you will reach the voice of Long Island. You're Mike Juhas.
And you're Eric Corley.
And we're here until 3 o'clock in the morning bringing you all sorts of weird and crazy things. It's only the beginning, folks, so stay right where you are. The Radio Free Weekend has begun.
So don't go away and, you know, all those neat things.
Or else.
Where do they go? Those smoke rings I blow each night. What do? Those circles of blue and white. To picture a dream above. Why do they fade, my phantom parade of love? Where do they end, the small things I send on the world's goodbye. I give my life to laugh at the strife below. I'd be a king, I'd follow each ring I blow. Your cares away. Give your trouble away. What do they tell? And what is the spell they cast? Some of them fall and seem to recall the past. Most of them rise away to the skies of
This is the Voice of Long Island. We're accepting bids now for our album side, which will be played at 2 o'clock. Our number is 246-7901. Thank you.
Hi, kids. Welcome back to the Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher Show.
Yeah, we hope you all boys and girls had a very nice summer, don't we, Captain Christopher?
Oh, we sure do, Uncle Rodney. But I know that some of you probably had a better vacation than others. If your folks have a lot of money, you probably spent some time in Florida or California.
Or maybe even went to the Riviera or Acapulco.
But what if your parents didn't have all that much money? Well, then you probably couldn't go anyplace.
You just sat around the house all day and watched the paint peel off the walls while your mother and father worked and slaved every day in the heat and humidity of a capitalist summer.
While your rich friends went out sunning themselves on a yacht somewhere.
Yeah.
Spending more on tennis lessons than your parents spend on groceries or new clothes.
Now, how does that make you feel, boys and girls? Do you feel jealous or angry?
Do you ask yourself questions like, why do they have more money than we do if we work harder than they do? It doesn't make much sense, does it?
Would you like to beat up your rich friends? Show them how crust you really are?
Well, instead of doing that, you can do other things that will also get the message across.
Like what?
Find out where your rich friends live and walk on their grass. Throw stones at their windows. Sprinkle glass on their driveways so their Rolls Royces will have trouble getting down them.
And when you get older, boys and girls, you can be a little more direct. Planning firebombs, kidnapping, and physical violence are only a few of the options you'll have once you get bigger and more mature.
Remember when we were talking about anger and about how bad it is to hold back your feelings? Well, it's the same thing here, kids.
That's right, Captain Christopher. And remember, nobody can hold back their anger forever.
Especially when it's anger towards the American bourgeois elite, Uncle Rodney. The Rockefellers.
The DuPonts.
The Kennedys.
And there are so many more, boys and girls. And you know something? I'll bet they had a lot more fun than you did this summer.
And they probably will next summer, too. Unless you and your parents do something about it. Yes, that's right. You can do something, kids.
You can drive mean, nasty capitalism away into the forest and replace it with nice, friendly socialism and communism.
And nobody will have a nicer summer than anybody else. Boys and girls, Ronald Reagan will have to work just as hard as your mother and father do.
No more hiding in air-conditioned offices. The leaders will see the fury of the working masses in the streets.
Well said, Uncle Rodney. And I hope you boys and girls never forget the power you have in your tiny little hands. And if we all join hands together, just think of all the power we'd have then.
The fascist bureaucracy would never have a chance.
No way. And if you want more information on this, kids, then there's a special book we'd like you to look at.
It's called The Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher Children's Guide to Overthrowing the Fascist Bourgeois Capitalists and Implementing a Marxist State.
It's got lots and lots of pictures.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you'd all enjoy looking at. And if you follow the instructions carefully, within 5 or 10 years, people like Ronald Reagan, Alexander Haig, and all the other enemies of the people will be out of our hair for good.
Worth thinking about, huh, kids?
So if you want your copy, send a certified check or money order for $24.95 to Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher, Post Office Box 1, Washington, D.C. And that's all we have time for this week, kids.
Bye, kids. See you next time.
It's been a real pleasure. Remember, capitalism stinks.
And many times you came around, and many times you slept with me. And every time that we made love, you wrote it down in your diary. Lady of ladies. But I would always say to you, don't ask about tomorrow. Give what you have, take what you need. Your time is only now. Don't try to tie me down to promises. Live for today, today is all there is. And freedom seems to be everything to me.
city on the night of the 4th of May. And a strange and growing restlessness has hung in the air all day. The need to try and tear down and destroy all that we've made, Lady of Ladies. You whispered in my ear and asked me if I fancied her. You told me that he'd phoned you when I was in America, daring each other just to say, okay. What for tonight didn't I always say that freedom seems to be everything to me? And you came and you sat down beside me, and you found an excuse to go downstairs, and you smiled and made the kind of conversation that you do. And later on she said, my last train has gone, oh I wonder if you could run me home. And I found you in the hallway and told you that was all that I would do. Just run a home and it's through. Oh, I thought you knew. But I left it in the bed. I laid my head on a breast. And it seems so hard to pull it away. Her hand touched my hand, and her eyes were offering the rest. If it wasn't for you, oh, I would stay. But I came back home this morning to find you lying awake. And I knew all at once what you'd done, and I heard myself say, why did you have to sleep with him? Anyone else wouldn't have mattered half as much as him.
Why did I have to call for you? impress me half as much as you.
Great song by Al Stewart, Night of the 4th of May, here on USB-FM, a song that has quite a few references to freedom and things like that. We'll continue along that vein in just a moment. First, I feel it's essential to tell you what's going on outside. It's 16 degrees, 61 Fahrenheit. It should remain mostly cloudy. I believe it's mostly cloudy here in Stony Brook. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. It'll remain that way with lows ranging from the 50s on the coast to, get this, the 40s in cooler sections. It would make sense if it was in warmer sections. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow. High will be all the way up in the 70s. So this is the time of year where we're sort of playing a ping-pong game with the cold temperatures and the warm temperatures. It's when everybody gets colds, you know. Well, we'll talk about that later. Outlook for Sunday, partly sunny and warm. And if you're out on a boat, hey, that's fine. There are no warnings or advisories in effect for Long Island waters at the present time. 12:37, the voice of Long Island, Eric Corley and Mike Uhas along with you. And here's something very special going out to somebody in Center Reach.
Time we have special guests drop in. You recall a few weeks ago we had Mr. Harvey Hunter, the great actor and playwright. But today we have Mr. Roger.
Yes, that's right.
And you're here to discuss certain inequities in the American justice system as discrimination towards people of your caliber.
That's right.
Now, Mr.
That's.
Oh, it's...
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I guess many of our listeners are wondering how a man like you got a name like yours.
Well, I figured you'd probably ask me that question, like nearly everybody I run into asks them to ask me that question. I guess it's just because they don't know of people with names like mine, but I'd like to assure the people that we do exist.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, where did you come from?
Okay, well, my family is of Monrovian descent. The family tree has been traced all the way back to Pierre and Edna. And that was back in the medieval days.
I see. And are there many of the family left today?
Well, it's nothing like it used to be, but in the metropolitan area alone, I believe there are still three members of their clan. That would be if I have my figures. Let me just check here. Yes, Joshua of Long Beach, Tony from Floral Park, and this one more I don't have here.
She lives in Canarsie. Let me just think a second. Oh, yes, that's Cecilia.
Oh, isn't I?
Excuse me?
Didn't you just cough?
Oh, no, that's her name, you see. She got married, and she wanted to keep her maiden name, so she combined the two, you see. No, you're thinking of a family in Columbus, Ohio. We have nothing to do with them.
Oh, so you're not related?
No, not at all.
But you're familiar with them, though.
Yes, well, we do try to keep track of one another.
I see. More on that later.
We do have a common interest, you know.
Yeah, more on that later.
Okay.
Let me get right to the point of this whole thing. According to the information I have here, you asked to be a guest on this program so that you could speak out against the injustices which a family such as the family must cope with from day to day.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and before we go any further, could you just explain to us what those injustices might be?
Oh, I'd be glad to. For one thing, the state of New York will not give a driver's license to either myself or my wife.
Mrs. What's her first name?
Our first name is Judith.
Judith?
Yes.
Okay.
You have a slight accent, I believe.
Yes, Eastern European.
Okay. The clerk at the office said that our last name was, and this is a quote, ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, and in addition...
I wonder what her name was.
In addition, I can't get a library card. My kids are unable to register for school, and I can't even get a listing in the telephone book.
I see.
And we've just about had it up to here.
Oh, well, of course I realize what a terrible inconvenience this must be towards people like you. But at the same time, I can see how a name like yours kind of goes against the grain of society. It sounds like you're plotting to overthrow the government or something. How exactly do you plan on...
Let me assure you, Mike, that people with names such as are among the most conservative people in the country.
Really?
I voted for Ronald Reagan. My wife did, too. My kids carry flags on their briefcases, except they don't go to school because the schools won't let them.
Yeah, but you're planning on changing things here. Being liberal in the
well,
fact
it's time,
that to
Mike,
get yourself
it's a, time
accepted
for a change.
Into society.
Yeah, it's time for a change because we have been literally hiding under rocks for the past 200 years. Since this nation has been founded, we have been hiding.
You mean there have been since then?
We've existed since the barbarian age, before then even. Since the time of Christ, I believe, we've been around.
Well, how
all
are you,
over the place.
How are you just going to go about getting things changed?
Well, lobbying, I feel, is the most effective way, and it's really, I think, the only way, especially in a country such as ours. Now, what I've done is I've organized a nationwide coalition of families with central offices in Washington, D.C., and we have quite a list. I could go on for hours listing the families. Yeah, it's really staggering.
I see.
A lot of common names, which most people probably wouldn't even think of as common.
Like,
are, yes, there
in fact, my neighbor's name is...
Oh, then you do know people.
A few. He's rather reclusive, though.
Lots of times, some of us tend to be like that, and it's really a shame because we can be the most diverse people in this country, one of the most diverse groups anyway.
Do you find you have common interests? Or do you have a share interest with any of the general populace?
Well, we like the same things they like. We like to watch tennis on television.
You go to baseball games?
Baseball games we go to.
What's your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Cincinnati Reds, in fact. And they're also, I might add, the oldest team in the baseball leagues.
Are there any baseball players with these funny names?
I believe there are some in the minor leagues. Now, you may think that the reason they haven't advanced is because their name provides a handicap to them. Let me tell you something, Mike.
Or do they change their names?
Some people do change their names. I really can't vouch for that at all. But the name in no way is an indication of the ability of the player or of the ability of the average person. People with names like ours have gone on to invent incredible things.
Really?
Really. The plaster wall, for instance, was invented by a Sam, and that was, I believe, in 1857. No, I have to check on that, though.
We can look that up in our almanac.
Okay, you can do that, then. We have contributed to this society just as much as any other group, and I think in this time when everyone's demanding their rights, it's just about time for us to do the same thing, in a peaceful way, of course, but, I mean, of all the groups, I think we've been put upon the most.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to voice this. No one else does. I've tried to get interviews with Eyewitness News and all sorts of things, the cable news network wouldn't even let me on. You know the kind of weirdos they have.
Yeah.
Tom Snyder laughed at me. Say really, because if you go around and ask people names like that, they'll usually, as we mentioned before, will come up with a phony name only because they don't like to start having people laugh at you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of tragic. People are hiding their true identities.
It's somewhat of a silent majority.
A very silent majority. They don't say a word lots of times. They just become total recluses. And I'm trying to bring them out. And hopefully...
Well, you can unite.
We can unite. We can put people in the Senate.
Great.
There's a very strong candidate right now. His name is Walter. And
Walter.
Well, that's close enough. That's another problem. People have got to start learning to pronounce our names correctly. I can give you some pointers on that after.
Okay.
But he is he's a Republican. He's a strong contender, and I think by the year, 1992, he will be a strong candidate, and by that time, certainly people will have heard of us.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr.
Thank you, Mike. And
and if anyone in our listening audience has any questions, please feel free to write to Roger, care of Radio Free Weekend, WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
It's kind of a long address, isn't it?
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
This is Robert Klein speaking to you from WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. Get me out of here.
Some guys from home trip 3 years ago in a Camaro with this dude from L.A. I blew that Camaro off my back and drove that little girl away. But now there's wrinkles round my baby's eyes and she cries herself to sleep at night. When I come home, the house is dark. So, baby, did you make it all right? She sits on the porch of her daddy's house, but all her pretty dreams are torn. She stares off alone into the night with the eyes of just being born. For all the shutdown strangers and hot rod angels rumbling through this promised land, tonight my baby and me, we're gonna ride to the sea and wash these sins off our hands. Tonight, tonight, the highway. Summer's here and the time is right, racing in the street.
Renaissance. You're listening to 90.1 FM Stereo WUSB Stony Brook.
Bobby just threw up all over his best shirt.
That'll never come out. You might as well throw that shirt away.
I'm going to see if this new detergent I just bought will get that out. It's called All Temperature Jeer, and it was on sale at the market today. They say it can do anything.
Never. That stain will never come out.
Well, let's see.
Later.
Wow!
Well, I'll be. I was wrong.
It got it all out. I'm going to use All Temperature Jeer every minute of the day.
The next day... That's the 12th time Bobby threw up this morning. Aren't you worried?
Not anymore. I've got All Temperature Gear on my side.
All Temperature Gear. So good, it sells without a slogan.
I'm on heaven, West Jamaica, sure is a mountain, shining down the river, all my friends there, pulling on those reeds, young and then the mountain, going like a breeze, from the road,
life is so fascinating, and some of the best things that come out on record are things you would never expect to see.
Or hear, for that matter.
A John Denver song done by Toots and the Maytals.
Toots and the Maytals.
Country Road, and I really like that version a lot.
It is. It is very good. That's the first time, in fact, I've ever heard it.
Certainly is.
And you heard it here on WUSB?
Stony Brook, where it's 1 o'clock straight up, Eastern Daylight Time it still is, isn't it? Eastern Standard Time in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep you posted on those developments
as
they come in. Still 16 outside.
As they come in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
61 outside.
What is it inside?
Inside.
It's pretty warm in there, I know that.
It is. It's very warm, in fact.
It's a little bit cooler in here.
Okay, it's 26 in here, 79 Fahrenheit.
But our listener don't care about that.
No, I don't think so. Did you hear about the new radio station down in
Cuba?
Is it in Cuba? I think
no, it's actually in Florida, but no, I didn't hear about it. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, it's this is in yesterday's Times.
Ooh.
And goes something like this. The Reagan administration, accusing the Cuban government of lying to its citizens, said today that it would set up a new broadcast station patterned after Radio Free Europe. Sounds familiar. To transmit programs challenging Havana's version of the news.
I don't want to talk about it,
is what Havana said, but the facts remain that the programs will contain political commentary as well as news and entertainment features.
Huh.
The administration hopes to have the station on the air by next January, and this is the clincher, Mike.
How much is it going to cost?
Officials said it would have an initial operating budget of up to $10 million. One radio station.
God, I can't stand it!
And well, you may not stand it. Folks, our operating budget is less than a half of 1% of that.
That's right. We're all unpaid volunteers here.
It's amazing what they can come up with. $10 million for a radio station. One radio station.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. I don't care. It's something that deserves being talked about.
I'll say.
$10 million.
That's a lot of moolah.
Boy. $10 million for a radio station that goes into another country. No,
you know, we could do an awful lot.
You think Cuba would chip in a little bit, but no. It's for them. Another thing that got me kind of...
I don't want to talk about it.
Throw that guy out of here, will you?
Okay, he's gone.
Another thing I want to sort of bring up here that was in yesterday's Times, and it's sort of along the same lines, it was something in the TV section.
Oh?
And, big headline story. ABC and Getty plan a sports cable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny how suddenly all of these networks that were so dead set against cable and innovations of any sort are suddenly saying, hey, let's get into it.
Let's
you know?
Jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly, and let's take over the bandwagon. Let's steer it to where we want to go.
Yeah.
I just felt it was time to say something about
that. That's a fairly extensive article.
It certainly is, and one thing they say here is that this arrangement with Getty to take over what is now the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, which Getty owns, by the way.
ESPN.
Yeah, that's their fourth venture by ABC. Another venture that they made a little bit earlier this year is something called ARTS, a performing arts network. There's BETA, a network devoted to women's programming.
Oh.
And the satellite news channels, a joint venture with Westinghouse's Group W division, which will begin with a 24-hour news headline service next spring.
Huh.
So, I'm just curious what's going to happen in 20, 30 years when the entire revolution in the television industry is taken over. Will the same people be in charge, or, you know, will there be some new faces? It's kind of scary when you see the same thing happening over and over.
That's progress for you. So, you know, I found, speaking of New York Times articles, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Who was it? Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
Won a judgment against the telephone company, giving him one month's free telephone service. And what it allowed him to do was, for some reason, I don't know why, I don't really know the whole scoop about it, but... apparently, Burt Reynolds sued the telephone company for something. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but the judgment was he can get a month's free telephone service, and he was really kind of mad at the phone company. So what he did was he took out an ad in the Times, apparently.
The New York Times?
Yeah, that's what I heard, and saying, well, here's my credit card number, and I authorize anybody to use it. So everybody's making phone calls off of this guy's credit card.
Well, I missed that issue, and I don't know what that credit card number is. Not that I'd use it, but I'm just, you know, it's. I missed the ad. I would have liked to have seen how it read.
Yes, me too.
Interesting.
But, you know,
Mar-Bell must not be very happy with that at all.
I have something here that was also in the Times. It's an editorial of some sort about noise.
Oh.
And I'll read it.
Okay.
While you can answer the phone.
All right.
If you wish. It says, noise. It's the bane of the city dweller, but much of it is for a good cause, or is supposed to be. The neighbor across the hall explained recently about a new device in his apartment. Even if a burglar manages to get through my door, when he takes his first step onto my carpet, he'll set off an alarm so piercing it'll break his eardrums in 30 seconds. Well, that's nice. What would it do to the eardrums of anyone else around? And those siren alarms in autos... How many times have you been about to fall asleep only to have that wee shoot straight up your spine?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's what it says here. Wee.
The New York Times.
The New York
said
Times.
Wee.
No, it says wee. That's what it
on
said.
The editorial page. The New York Times.
The New York Times
said wee like that.
Yes.
Wait, when did that come out? Was that yesterday's Times?
I believe so. You gave it to me.
Yesterday's Times.
Let me read this here.
All
and
right,
those siren see. Alarms and autos. How many times have you been about to fall asleep only to have that wee shoot straight up your spine?
They say it twice?
No, I'm repeating it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For those benefit, and I'm going to do it a third time if you don't keep... Stop it.
No, don't, please.
You know no one's breaking into the car. It's always a false alarm. But there's nothing false about the sound that drives everyone within six blocks up the walls. And then there are those emergency vehicles that zoom by on the street below with their beeba.
Beeba?
Did
you say beeba now? No, wait, you must have some cheap imitation in there. I know the New York Times. I've been reading it for years.
Listen to this.
They don't say we and they don't say beeba on the editorial page of the New York Times.
This is a what? Listen. Now, that's an authentic...
Oh,
sorry.
You're right. That was
I can't read it anymore. if I can continue on reading this ripped page. Then there are the emergency vehicles that zoom by on the street below with their beebaw electronic sirens going full tilt, even though there is no traffic in their way at 1:30 a.m. You just can't help but suspect that the driver is just enjoying the momentary power such noise confers. And it concludes by saying, sound provides warning, but it's a two-edged sword, and the other edge hurts.
Well, okay, yes, this is
say,
true, Mike.
It does say wee
and bee-baw.
Bee-baw.
Well, of course, you're putting the inflection into it yourself. Now,
okay,
when an editorial writer writes this, it's just wee and bee-baw. You know,
no, it isn't
sound
because,
like a regular word.
Because there's capitals in the wee. The ee is capitalized, and so is the bee, but not the baw.
What's happening to this society? I mean... That's very silly.
You know, you were mentioning to me the other day...
The New York Times was never silly.
About some telephone books that you had been reading.
Oh, yes. That
about
reminds me.
In Ohio or somewhere where they actually say, pick up the phone and hear a da.
And they spell it out for about a whole line. In quotes, da. That is a dial tone. Then they have one for a busy signal, too. A ba, ba. Bah. They have like three of them, and they say, that is a busy signal.
Uh-huh.
And they bring is a ring. And the party will soon answer.
A
when they answer,
noise.
You can talk to them as if they were there. This is directed, of course, to people who aren't familiar with telephones.
Obviously.
And, if you go into a library that has a lot of telephone books, like I know ours does here at Stony Brook.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I went looking through some Ohio books, but they're probably more literate than you think.
Well, maybe it wasn't Ohio then. Maybe it was something like Tennessee.
Well,
it was one of
Kansas,
those, yeah. One of those middle states out there between
or
us
Alabama.
And California.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I couldn't even see, a silly paper doing that.
What? Bee-baw.
I couldn't see any paper doing that.
Well,
even my old high school paper wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's entirely too silly. The New York Times? Something should be done.
What are you going to do? Write a letter?
Well, let's start a campaign now. All the people out there who are listening and think this is silly too. And I'm sure
there's going to be a counter campaign to get the silly noises off of the Voice of Long Island.
Print a retraction.
Say, listen, we got the tripods coming up real quick.
Oh, yeah,
right?
The tripod. We don't want to delay them. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we weren't just babbling before when we said something about Shelter Island. We do have an entire documentary on the island that we were at last week.
A pretty low-class documentary anyway, but it is good.
But a sincere one nonetheless.
It is.
Right now, what I have for you, though...
is music, I'll bet, because I heard the click of the... turntable switch going on in the background there.
True, and then you hear it clicking off, though.
Oh, because you're not ready to play it?
You heard it clicking on again.
Oh, okay.
it's from a band called Folk of the 80s, and we were playing something...
Really?
Yeah, playing something about country roads before, and I just thought of a place that, when I see a country road, it always reminds me of this place, and that place is, of course, Antarctica. And that's what the name of this song is.
Good.
Right afterwards, we'll hear from the Tripods.
All right.
On the Voice of Long Island.
I feel like we know what I mean. Radio Free Long Island, in resuscitation with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. As we join our friends today, we see Howard, Kathy, Pop, and Charlie all heading into New York City, where Howard and Kathy will be dropped off for their trip to France. And as we look in...
Oh, the Big Apple. It's been such a long while since we've been in New York, hasn't it, Kathy?
Oh, yes, Howard. At least a few months.
Doesn't it look fascinating? All those people.
Millions.
Each living a totally different life, all going their own separate ways, and carrying their bags or briefcases, thinking their own special thoughts, doing whatever comes to their minds.
Yeah, and every one of them is walking in front of our car. Go on, get out of the way. We've got a boat to catch.
Come on, Pop, calm down. We've got plenty of time.
Yeah, the boat doesn't leave for another 10 minutes, and we're practically there.
Are you sure you don't want to come along with us, Pop?
Hell no! What am I going to do in France? As soon as you folks leave, I'm hopping on a jet that'll take me straight to Big Bear City.
Well, don't get lost out there. And say hello to all the other tripods for us.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back out there again sometime, Howard.
I know, someday. When things have calmed down a little bit, I'll...
Sorry about that, folks. It's one of those damn taxi drivers.
Those confounded devils don't know how to drive. They should be shot.
Well, reprimanded, at least. You have to have a lot of patience to drive in the city, don't you?
We can't thank you enough for taking us in like this in your car, Charlie.
All right, I'll mention it, folks. I'm just so happy I finally managed to get this old Bulgarian car to run.
I don't know how you did it, Charlie.
It's running like a charm now. But, you know, every time we pass a street corner, I see people pointing and laughing at us.
Yeah, this car certainly looks funny on the outside.
They don't point and laugh in Bulgaria.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it, Charlie.
No, we didn't mean anything.
It just looks so strange. Like a big bug crawling along the street.
Oh, look, we're almost there. I think that's our boat now, Kathy. See the big blue one over there?
Oh, yes, I see it. My goodness, it certainly is a big one. What's wrong?
I don't know. The car doesn't sound like it's in the best of shape.
It's falling apart. That's what it's doing. Get me out of this confounded thing. Let me out!
Calm down, Pop. Calm down.
Oh, Charlie. I think this car is finally hot.
Oh, rats. I wonder where it went wrong. I had everything figured out so well.
Oh, like hell you did.
I rebuilt every part of this car from scratch.
Oh, I guess you found a few parts you didn't rebuild.
Brand new Bulgarian tires. A new Bulgarian front end.
You should have gotten an American front end.
Transmission was Hungarian. It's the same. What are you laughing at, Mr. Tripod? This is not funny.
Oh, it's just so funny. You and the Bulgarian car falling apart in the street. You again.
No, Pop. Come on, behave yourself. What time is it, Kathy?
Oh, we have about only 3 minutes to go.
With the traffic jam we're causing. We really should get on that boat before it starts going to France without us.
No, we can't just leave Charlie and Pop here with a broken-down boat.
That's our boat. We're going to have to get moving, Kathy.
You're right, Howard. We're sorry. We can't help you, Charlie.
That's okay. Here. Don't forget your bags.
Oh, yes. Thanks so much for driving us, Charlie.
Have a good time.
But you be careful in Big Bear City, Pop.
So long, Pop. So long, Charlie. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes. We'll call you on the telephone from France.
Have fun.
Oh, boy, we're going to have to hurry. This stuff is heavy.
Oh, Charlie. We're going to have a heart attack.
Hit the platform. I think we're going to make it.
Yeah, they haven't closed the doors yet. We can make it.
Okay, come on. We're going to have to run this last stretch.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, we did it.
Oh, yes, not a moment too soon. Here's the conductor now.
Here's the conductor.
Watch the closing doors. Next stop is France.
And so Howard and Kathy are off at last on their way to France. And you'll want to tune in next week when we hear the conductor say...
All tickets, please.
That's next week on the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family, presented in conjunction with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Somebody come here.
Cause the man I love is gone. Oh, oh. Yes, come here and help me. Help me, cause the man I love is gone. Oh, oh, heaven. I'm so confused and worried, I can hardly carry on. Oh, hey. Oh, okay. Hard trouble, dark days, just can't last always. Lord, I know. Oh, I said trouble and dark days, just can't last always. Oh, help me. So I'm gonna keep on struggling. I know I'll see brighter days. Please help me, somebody. Help me. My two sisters told me. Other people tried to tell me to. Yeah. Oh, they said, you don't change your way of living, that very man's going to be the death of you. Oh, Lord. Yes. Oh, I know he's not a type of man doesn't care. Lord, he's honest, he's selfish, he's the type of man who just don't care. Oh, help me somebody. Oh, he's pawned the Holy Bible just to get his Amtrak railroad fare. Oh, he's lying, dirty soul. Oh, I love him, yes, I love him. Oh, I love him. Oh, and I don't mind dying. You hear me talking to you. Help me, somebody. I say I love you. Yes, yeah, I love you. Loving and I don't mind dying. Oh, help me. Yes, help me. I ever run across him. Go crack his head. Drink his blood like wine. Wanna hop on that train in Houston? Won't need to get yourself prepared when you're on that last train for glory. You'll know you're reasonably there. Maybe you ain't walked on any highway. You've just been flying in the air. If you're on that last train to glory,
city. When you're on that last train to glory, you'll know your reason of desire.
How do we get on this train, Mike?
Well, we're on our way to Greenport.
Greenport, and from there, Shelter Island.
Yeah. That was just Arlo Guthrie, by the by.
Arlo Guthrie from an album called Last of the Brooklyn Cowboys.
And just before that, Alberta Hunter, a title cut from Amtrak Blues. You know, I had a chance to see Arlo Guthrie live, free, I believe, or at a very reasonable rate, at Washington Union Terminal, the train station down there. A couple of years ago, I was down there, and he was giving a benefit show to save the trains.
Yeah.
And I was there on that day. I was there in the morning, and I had to catch a train to St. Louis, though, later on in the day, and I couldn't... I'm sure I could have stuck around. If it was today, I'd go and see him.
Uh-huh.
But it must have been a great show. And
yeah. Anything has to do with trains. I know Arlo Guthrie has been to.
Yes, so. That's very true. Like City of New Orleans.
Yeah, City of New Orleans. That's what everybody knows him for.
Yes.
Trains are a vanishing species in this country, which is kind of strange.
It's really too bad, too. But it's one encouraging note is up until, well, for the last many years, there had only been one train out to Greenport a day.
Right.
And it had been supplemented by Long Island Railroad buses. And just a couple of weeks ago, they got rid of the buses, put on another train.
Yeah.
So now there's two trains to Greenport a day. And that's what we're on right now. We're coming into Greenport.
Very soon. Very soon. I will be hopping over to Shelter Island.
On the ferry. Yeah.
Telling you all sorts of fascinating things about the place. And it's quite a nice place from what I understand.
Well, you were there, weren't
we
you?
We were there. This isn't actually happening now, obviously.
No. It's not obvious, but no, it isn't happening right now.
To us, it's obvious. Other people, it's confusing.
That's true. Very true. Tomorrow, I'm going up to Rochester by train.
Well, maybe you can bring us back a 2.5-hour recording of a train.
Oh, well, maybe 3 hours, you know, for like a 6 or 7 hour trip or something like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Of course, that train would sound different from a Long Island train, wouldn't it?
Somewhat, yeah. But not maybe not that much. Well, I recorded this. I was standing out by the... Well, I was standing out on the platform, and...
Well, you're not supposed to stand.
Until the train stops.
Obviously, the train had not stopped when you were doing this.
That's true. This has got to be one of our finer moments, I think. Taking a train and then recording it and playing it on... You know, coming back on the train... Yes, we're coming into Greenport right now.
How much longer do we have before we stop?
Not too long. But anyway, coming back on the train, we played this tape.
Yeah.
And we confused the hell out of everybody. Because especially when we came to a stop and this train was still going. And they were wondering, where was all this train noise coming from?
We had the cassette machine underneath the seat.
And we're just going...
Had our hands folded, just looking straight ahead.
The guy across the aisle knew what was going on. He said it was kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it was interesting, though, when the train was moving and blowing its horn, our tape recorder was also blowing its horn, sort of, you know...
In conglomeration.
Something like that.
And resuscitation with it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a very fun trip, so I'd like to do it again sometime.
Sounds like we could.
Yeah, it does sound that way.
Brakes are being applied. We should record a subway, too. I think that would be nice.
I think I have some subways at home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I may have some subways at home.
The difference, you know, between the IRT and BMT and the IND.
Yeah, there are.
And even among those, the R train, the RR train, rather, the F train. The
take the A train.
GG.
Clientele is different as well. How about some John Hartford?
Sounds appropriate.
hard to concentrate on waiting, wondering if she will know my face, and trying to remember if it might have been the time or maybe might have been the place. An underground railroad station. So much depends on the 6 o'clock train and a girl with green eyes. The hands of the subway clock almost straight up and down. Way back in that dark black tunnel, I thought I heard a sound. Will she know me when she sees me, or wait to hear my voice when I see her walking through the steam in the maddening rush hour noise? In an underground railroad station, just out of the rain. So much depends on the 6 o'clock train and a girl with green eyes. So silly in my nervousness, so crazy in my fear, I asked a man with a brown suit on, the 6 o'clock stop here. He reassured me quickly and turned as if in pain. And I wondered maybe he, like I, depended on the train. In an underground railroad station, just out of the rain. So much depends on the 6 o'clock train and a girl.
Now, the sound of people playing tennis on Shelter Island.
The rubber dub style of tennis in Shelter Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I bet you that's something you never thought you'd hear.
Certainly.
Well, on this station you can hear just about anything. That's from last Sunday's trip out to Shelter Island, Eric and I and a buddy of ours took. And that's the fellow who you heard blowing his nose before. How about talking to a guy washing his car?
Yeah, we can do that, and that's a little musical interlude.
Hey, we're from WUSB Radio. We're taking a walk from Shelter Island. We noticed you're washing your car. Could you tell us what do you like about Shelter Island?
I'm not a resident here. I'm just a visitor.
Oh, I see.
The lady inside the house is a resident, a long-time resident.
So how do you like it, just being a visitor?
I think it's fine. I think it's excellent. It's a bit of seclusion from the city and everything else.
Is that where you're from, New York?
New York, yeah. Calm, peaceful, and kind of a bit of a... right near to New York City, and yet it's kind of... You know, across on the ferry, you seem to come to another world.
Yeah, another world from Long Island itself.
Long Island, yeah, right.
How do you look at Long Island?
It's a bustling, hustling thing with a lot of problems, I think.
Sounds like New York.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good trip back.
You do too.
Ow.
Yeah, we were walking around. We ran across this guy rushing his car. We figured he'd be a logical target to get to. And we also came up with a young lady just happened to be walking through the area. We crossed her path. We spoke with her, too.
We're from WUSB Radio. We're just walking around talking to some people from Shelter Island. Are you a Shelter Island resident?
Well, for the next one more week.
Really?
For the summer.
How do you like Shelter Island?
I love it. It's so nice.
Have you been out here often?
Well, I've been out here since June. And it's really, really nice place. Has a lot to offer.
What, could you give us some examples?
Of what it has to offer?
Yeah.
Well, it has to offer a lot of, it has spots for everyone. It's really scenic, and it's a great place to unwind and relax.
How big is it?
How big, mile-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know how many square miles. I know it's only about 4.5 miles from the north to south ferry. And then I guess it goes off in different directions. And it's fun to bike the ride and sort of make one's way around in those various directions.
Where are you from originally?
Well, New York, but I just bought a house in Sag Harbor, so I'm moving here. Probably the fall.
What does Shelter Island have to offer culturally?
Culturally?
Yes.
I haven't really done too much culturally. I know that there have been concerts in the church, the Union Chapel. I think it could use a little bit more culturally. It doesn't have any movies, doesn't have anything like that, but it could.
Well, you could always take the phone on the Green Quarter down to...
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of the population during the winter?
I think it goes down to about 2,000.
So what is it like in the summer?
9.
Ooh, yeah, it's typical out here. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, yeah, around this point, we got ourselves some lunch at Tom's Kitchen. Oh, we shouldn't have said that.
Well, we went to a bridge.
Oh, yeah, that came before the lunch, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit before. We were on our way to lunch. We passed over this bridge, and on the bridge, it said something that was kind of interesting.
Well, right now we're standing on the Chases Creek Bridge. There's a little plaque on it that says, Chases Creek Bridge, 1972. Constructed by bridge crew. Designed by bridge engineer. Region 10, New York State Department of Transportation. For the town of Shelter Island.
Who else would design a bridge except a bridge engineer, and who else would construct it except the bridge crew? That's what I'd like to know.
I'd like to know that myself. If any of our listeners have the answer, send your answers to...
us.
Yes.
But maybe what they were supposed to do was fill in the names where it says designed by bridge engineer. You're supposed to put the bridge engineer's name. They didn't know that, so they put this entire thing here like that. A mistake here. They make mistakes at Shelter Island too, I guess.
Oh.
That was kind of neat. It's just this little plaque that, that really didn't leave any space for anything else. It was a lot of fun. Right on the Chase's Creek, if you're ever in Shelter Island.
The important thing is that we learned they make mistakes, too.
Was it a mistake?
Well, I believe so.
Or was it intentional?
Maybe they have a sense of humor, then.
That could be.
In any event, they have something human. I believe the next thing we did was we had lunch, and afterwards we were sitting on a bench in the middle of town.
Reading a map of Shelter Island.
Reading a map and watching the sporadic traffic go by.
Yeah, it came in spurts from the ferries, see.
There were two ferries, one on each side of the island, and they pass by those roads when they're on their way to the other one.
Yeah.
A lot of people just drive through the island to get from one fork to the other.
It is about the easiest way to go.
I suppose so. But what happened was, for a few minutes, there wasn't a single car, and then there were 10 of them, all at once.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, the whole place is called Shelter Island. It's just that this is a portion of it. Shelter Island Heights, Daring Harbor is another portion of it.
I see.
Let's see if I can go to another page and check out the rest of it.
Is this it? Is it indicated on another page? Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty desolate.
There's absolutely nothing over there. I wonder what that is. By Nichols Point.
But it still has a zip code, luckily enough.
It's very interesting. Though, not a street, no indication of a park or anything, just whiteness.
Maybe they just forgot to put in the roads in the map.
Before period. Oh, the name of the road there is Private Road. That's, I think that's worth checking out.
Yeah, if we had our bicycles here, we would. On this corner, I believe, we're way up in here, but on this corner, there's
we have time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We have enough time to go walk down just to see
that's
what it looks like.
4 miles.
It's not 4 miles.
Yes, it is.
Where's the scale of miles here? There is no scale of miles, but
the young lady who we were talking with before says it was 4.5 miles from end to end. So there.
I don't think that's... Well,
hey, this car looks like it's stopping. No, it isn't either.
Stop to look at us. Florida.
Sarasota.
How about that? And on their merry way. Mike, I think it would be a good idea to check that out.
I think you're wrong. I think we should check out Greenport. There's more to do in Greenport.
A private road, Mike. Think of it.
What about it?
Why don't we hitch a ride?
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's see if hitching rides illegal in Shelter Island.
Well, we really didn't find out whether it was illegal or not. And it took us a while, but we finally...
We don't want to give it away now,
no,
do we?
No. Actually, it's too early to give it away.
Let's just let things happen.
So, Mike, it's about 20 cars later. I think nobody's even slowed down. How do you attribute that?
Well, I attribute it to the fact that nobody wants to pick us up.
It looks that way. It sure does. In fact, people speed up when they see us.
Yeah.
We're walking towards that private road. We're going to find out what it's like. I've never seen a road that's actually called Private Road. I've seen lots and lots of private roads, but never one that had that as a name. So if we don't get a ride there, we'll walk there. We may miss our train, we may stay here all weekend long. But we'll find out something, and that's important. You have to expand your knowledge, you know, that's what life's all about.
What about me? I have to go to work tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, that would make sense. I have to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, car's coming. I'm blowing their horn, too.
This could be the type of person to pick us up. Well, we'll keep trying, folks, and we'll get back to you in just a moment.
Well, that moment. When will that moment be? Sooner than you think. Maybe later than you think.
Volkswagen got a ride. We're riding in Uncle Tom's car.
Aunt Jean's car.
What's really amazing, what we were saying before, is that the same person that we stopped by to have lunch over, well, the same person we stopped by to buy lunch from, is the person that picked us up. That can't happen on Long Island.
Only on Shelter Island.
That's right.
You have a road called Private Road.
Yeah, it's not too far.
We looked on the ferry according to our map.
Yeah, on the map, there's like a whole section of the island that's totally blank. There's no streets or anything.
That's right. It's Mashama. It's like 1,600 acres of just total woods.
Wow. That's a weird.
It's a call up to the manager. Get in there. A lot of wildlife. It's one of the only areas like it on the East Coast left. It was snapped up by the Nature Conservancy about 2 years ago, and they're holding on to it to keep it in its natural state.
This is the Shelter Island Post Office, 11964.
There's two on the island.
Yeah, we saw the other one.
There's no local delivery. You have to pick up the bag yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no mail there or anything like that.
Oh.
The only people that can afford to do that are the people that have the way out in Silver Beach. If they're out there, they're rich, they're old, they can't get into town to get the mail, so they have somebody that takes them out there, but that's probably the only place.
Just so the Island Press, the newspaper here, I guess.
No, it's the Reporter. Yeah, we have the Reporter, but that's located on the Heights. The Island Press is just a good shot by place.
Oh.
I think there's one hardware store here, and
I think right up at this corner is where we really want to, like, jump out.
All right, fine.
Is that near Private Road?
Yes, I think it's right across
from here. What number on the FM? Right.
We're
90.1. 90.1? Yeah. In fact, Tom here has a bumper sticker.
That's right.
But you work at any time he forgets.
Can we pick you up out
here? Sure, you should be able to.
Cool.
Wow.
Okay, good. I'll be expecting to hear my voice.
What kind of music do you like?
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass? Yeah. Wednesday night to 7, then. I got traditional folk, too, and that sometimes
goes up. Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
All right, 7 o'clock in any night, usually. Sometimes in the morning.
That's really crazy night.
Okay, take care of yourself. So
good. All right.
Oh, Mike, we got a ride.
Yeah, we're stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we are in the middle of nowhere. Oh, look at the bugs around here. Bees. That's a beehive. Ooh. Mike, look at that. Did you ever see a beehive like that before?
It's a very nice beehive. Right in the middle.
A lot of bees, and they're doing very good business today. Do you think they like being watched?
I don't want to stick around to find out.
Okay, that's my private road. We're on our way to somewhere. We don't know where. When we get there, we'll be right back.
Sounds like an interesting trip. It was. It was really a nice trip we took out Sunday,
Mike.
Yeah, Sunday. I got my bearings together.
It was a week ago.
It was
2 days.
It was kind of like a fantasy island, if you ask me.
It was. And after a while, we started to know people on the island, which is the amazing thing. There aren't that many people.
Like that fellow who picked us up hitchhiking.
Right. Now
We had lunch from him.
We had just had lunch from his establishment.
I had a really good sandwich, too.
I did, too, as well. And a good cookie, as well.
Those were good homemade cookies. He had a nice little kitchen.
He did. Nice, cozy little thing.
This fellow named Tom.
Nice to go there in the middle of the winter with snow outside and everything.
Yeah.
Nobody else around. There's just, the island people.
Yeah, it was kind of like a fantasy island.
It certainly was.
Keep playing! There's a plane flying overhead. And it just took off from somewhere. And you know something, Mike? I think that has something to do with that vast acreage over there that nobody knows about.
Well,
I think that plane came from there.
Well,
where are we now?
We're on Kangdun Road.
Oh, Kangdun.
From behind, it looks like Kangoon.
Kangoon. I thought nothing so much as the loons we were talking about when we talked with that lady from Long Island. Another plane is taking off. Oh, look how low that is.
Wow.
Is there an aeroport listed on this island?
No.
Then where are those planes coming from, pray tell?
Probably from the New York State Conservation Area. Or the Passionist
Father's retreat.
Now, that gentleman mentioned New York State Conservation Area. I assume he didn't mean that little spot there.
No, he means this is here.
Okay, now, where are we now? We're
right here.
So we have to walk down this road, make a right turn, and walk over. We'll be on private road.
Okay, let's do that. Gosh, Eric, you can do some strange things when you say you're working for a radio station.
Oh, that's true. You can get away with murder, Mike. And right now we're approaching a dog in the middle of the street. He's lying in the shade.
We're on Congdon Road.
Congdon Road, walking down it, and this dog is sitting here.
Oh, isn't that cute?
He notices us.
Look at the
Ferris. A Ferris. The name is Ferris, and a wheel is hanging from the tree. Ferris wheel, funny. Here's the dog now. Hi.
Hi.
His tail's wagging. How you doing?
I'm good.
Anything you'd like to say for the folks down in Long Island? Nothing. Oh, he wants to be scratched.
Uh-huh. Say something.
Good watchdog.
You're totally silent. Okay, well, I hope you move out of the way if a car comes, huh? The street's nice and cool, but a lot of traffic. Here comes the car now. All right, you take care of yourself.
Well,
I mean, how many people would stop and pat a dog in the middle of the street with a tape recorder?
You can shut that thing off now.
Okay. Another plane. And that's the third one that's taken off so far. In like the last 5 minutes.
That's N25754.
And if he has a USB bumper sticker on the back.
Yes, he could win an album.
He will win an album if we spot him. I didn't see one. We should look into how these planes are taking off. Well, we know how they're taking off, but where? And why? Who?
Perhaps we can hitch a ride on a plane.
Now that would be something in the first, if hitching by car wasn't the first on the radio already. Coming up on a historical site here. Mike, do you want to tell us something about this?
Okay. It says the site of the Great Central Mansion, home of Jonathan Nicol Havens, member of Congress from 1775 to 1799. That's a long time.
It certainly was.
Put up by the Suffolk County ARBC in 1975.
This is the site of it, which means it's not still around.
Yeah, it's all overgrown up in here.
There's just nothing but woods.
Oh, well.
But there's another house over here. Camp Shelter Island. Oh, it must be a summer camp.
Of some sort.
How about that? Wow, this is by far the craziest thing I've ever done. Now we're walking through the woods where this old mansion used to be. There seems to be a trail going here. We want to see if we see any artifacts or ghosts or things like that. Probably all we're going to see is the other end of a rifle, somebody's home that this happens to be part of. In fact, I hear some noises already. Yep, there are some people sitting in chairs over there. I don't think we should bother about this, but this trail leads somewhere. Well, Mike, how about on the way back? We cut through this trail and see where it goes. This does seem... Well, we know where it comes from because we just came from here. It comes from the road. What's the name of the road again?
Congdon Road?
Congdon Road. Congdon Road. Let's go to somewhere else, though.
You want to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see where we can go.
Okay, we switched our course a little bit. Now we're on something called Emerson Lane.
Not related to Emerson Lake.
No, not Emerson Lake. Emerson Lane. We're trying to find that airport that we know exists because planes are taking off every couple of minutes.
And we heard somewhere that it's known as the Shelter Island International Airport.
Well, we'll see if that's true.
sound of Shelter Island's church, if you can hear it.
Well, we're in a field now that's right next to this so-called airport. It's a grass runway, which we're about to cross over and probably get in a lot of trouble for doing it, too. Looking down there, I see nothing but a shack and a bunch of planes just hanging out.
Some people, too.
Where? Oh, people? Where? Are they looking at us? Why don't we get on over this runway as quickly as possible, because I understand planes use it to land, too, and I don't see any, but then again, sometimes they just drop out of nowhere. Okay, made it. Hope the planes make it, too, and don't miss the runway.
Well, we made it to that airport.
We certainly did.
Yeah. Well, we were talking with a fellow there. However, he didn't really like the idea of getting on the radio.
Some people don't go for that, and he was one of them.
So
he was also a lawyer, so we decided to oblige.
Yeah. So, but it was a very interesting airport. He mentioned that there are two airports.
And that's the more accessible one.
Yeah, that was the private airport, but there's an even more private.
Super private.
By the mansion of Governor Kerry.
Ooh. Governor Kerry has a mansion on Shelter Island?
Yeah, he has a home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The airport's used basically for his state police guard helicopters and stuff.
Oh, then we'd best not mess around there.
That's for sure.
That's one place we didn't go. And that's one place we didn't even know where it was.
Which we're probably better off for anyway.
I think so.
Yeah.
Folks, we usually have news around this time.
But it's
gonna,
coming up shortly, don't worry.
It's going to be delayed a little bit until we finish exploring Shelter Island, and we've got a little ways to go.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we did it. We're here.
We're at Private Road.
We made it to Private Road, and you said this wasn't a good idea. Well, here we are, so there.
It's just a dirt road.
It's dirt road.
And there's a mailbox.
A mailbox?
Hey, let's read what the sign says.
This is supposed to be a long, long driveway, then. Nature Sanctuary, please help us protect the plants and wildlife in this preserve. No camping, hunting, trapping, fishing, or fires. No removal or destruction of plants or wildlife. Motor vehicles prohibited, managed by the Nature Conservancy. Okay, sounds fine. Doesn't say we can't go in. Well, let's go in.
Why?
Did I hear you say why?
Yes.
Because Mike.
What's that sign say?
It says posted no trespassing, but it says it in very, very faint letters.
What about that one right up ahead?
As if... That says, well, let's get there first. That says, posted, no trespass. But trespassing is a word that can be taken in a lot of ways.
Well, I don't want to stick around to see how they're going to take it.
We can say that we were observing the ground life. We were looking down, following trails, and we didn't see the sign that's up there.
But we're on record.
Not anymore. Now, getting back to the reason why we're here, this is one of the biggest nature preserves on the East Coast, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to see some wildlife here. I still haven't seen a deer on Long Island yet.
I saw a deer in Hexter State Park last week.
Did you? Well, I still haven't seen one, and maybe this will be my occasion to do that. Might also be some foxes. Or raccoons. I've seen some raccoons.
You'd probably get bitten by a fox.
Skunks. Chipmunks, well, you see a lot of those. We hear some crickets. Very quiet. Very quiet.
Very interesting. We found a little clearing. And, well, I felt like sitting down, because I'd been up on my feet for the whole time, walking around. It was a nice little place to sit.
I'm going to sit on your book because I'm wearing white pants and I don't want to have green stains on the back of my pants.
Well, people would know how you spent your weekend. A very organic trip to the Shelter Island. We're here in the middle of, I guess you'd say a hollow, is that?
Yeah, it seems to be a clearing of some sort.
It's a round circle of long grass surrounded by trees. It's really amazing.
Usually circles are round.
That's true, yeah. It's a good one for overemphasizing that. It's away from everything. Can't hear occasional car in the distance, maybe an airplane. But
I hear a lawnmower.
For the most part, though, it's very desolate. I like it that way. I like to get away from it.
Yes, it's very nice.
I'll stay here forever.
Okay, I'll leave you here.
That's our little time we spent there in the clearing. And comes next, huh?
Really nice clearing, Mike. I'd like to go back there again sometime.
Well, I'm sure you can. Just hitchhike on out there.
Anytime. And I'd like to go a lot further than where we went, because that road, according to the map, is very, very long.
Yeah.
And didn't that gentleman say 1,800 acres?
Yeah, something like that. That is a rather a hefty amount.
That has to be seen to be believed. 1,800 acres on a small island like that is fantastic.
It's humongous.
Something like that, anyway.
Yeah.
But now we're, I believe we're hitching back.
Yeah, we did have a ride back from this fellow. A very nice fellow. He had this old Lincoln.
1966.
Yeah. And he had air conditioning, but he wasn't using it. He just had all of his windows rolled up. Very nice fellow.
And at the beginning, you can hear a radio playing kind of loudly, but he turns that off after a short while when he realizes he's being recorded.
With a sense of hearing people all over the place.
How long have you lived on the island?
Well, over my degrees at 4 o'clock on the Sunday, September 20th.
Did it change much in the years happened?
A suspected hitman
in one world changed
by the
other
ways.
It's quite a bit the same,
but
it has changed some. We were just down by the nature preserve there, walking around.
Yeah, that beautiful there. See that rope preserve there. They had the new Prospect Hotel, they had the new Prospect Hotel, and that burned down, that Manhasset House. The hotels in it, but still they have a lot of hotels there.
Yeah. That's good. The place exists. That's important. How big is it?
Well, I'd say the island's 9 miles long and about 4.5 wide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a good sized island, in proportion, that's where you can figure it out.
What kind of people live here?
Well, you have a lot of summer people here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that the population here is about 1,800 residents.
Mm-hmm. Are you retired?
Oh, no, I'm active.
What do you do?
Well, I'll drive right by you. We have a marina and a gas station and a garage down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll go right past it there when you drive by. I've been in business 54 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the island's been kept pretty well, but it has been changed in 54 years, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, major changes.
Oh, yes. The building, residential buildings. But the island's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
If you keep it this way, it'll be real nice. Now, here's my place down here.
Yeah, we walked right past here before. Yeah.
You did? That's right. This is our place here. I've been here 54 years
now. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a soda machine around?
No, we don't keep a soda machine. I'm sorry. Then we have this fuel oil business in the Durant. We have a Durenhall Marina. We have a nice marina here.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Very fun.
Beautiful marina. This Durenhall is the most beautiful harbor in the world. Yeah. Natural harbor, too. This is our place here. All this area here.
Oh, that's
been
nice.
Been here 54 years. Folks before that were here even here longer. I've been here that long, but that place has been there. There was the first gas station there, and the first mariner, and so around when we started, it was just concentrated around this area.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's building up more to the north. And not that much of it. See, here's your beautiful harbor here.
Yes, it is a nice harbor.
That's our mariner here, right there. I love it out here.
Yeah.
The only time I was with me is 5 years when I was Hey, Dick. When I was in World War II in January, one day at the Pearl Harbor, I went to Hickam Field. I was over there, went on 5 invasions. That's your guy was missing, though, still around.
Probably know everybody on the
time. Everybody, that's right.
They probably all know you, too.
My name is Jake Bukowski.
Yeah, I saw your name on the side of the truck there.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Jake Bukowski. What's your fellow's name?
Well, my name's Mike Uhus.
Mike Uhus. And what's your name, sir?
Eric Corley.
Eric Corley. Nice to meet you, folks.
Yes, thanks for the lift. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, take care. You got to move right in.
What year is this car?
What year is this car? 1966.
Oh, nice. They're both in Pulaski, right there.
I tell you, what a guy, J.W. Picozzi.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most famous people on that island.
And he has his name plastered all the oil trucks there.
All the oil trucks, amazing. And, well, we had a great time over there on Shelter Island. Does anybody out there on Shelter Island, we'd like to say thanks for...
Thanks for such a great island.
Yeah, really, you've kept it up very nicely. It's, not to say Long Island isn't kept up nicely, but Shelter Island is just something that you feel won't ever change.
Yeah, that's very true. So we took a train back that night.
We certainly did.
Towards Ronkonkoma.
Yeah.
And that's when we played the tape back of this train.
Oh, that was fun. The conductor went by and he sort of turned around for a second. What was that?
Some kind of an echo effect or dubwise railroading? Or?
Dubwise style. But, yes.
We have no bananas.
We had no bananas. But we had a train, and we have a train by the Roaches, and right afterwards, the news.
So don't go away.
I sit down on the train with my big pocketbook, the guitar, and the sugar-free drink. I wipe the sweat off of my brow with the side of my arm, and I take off all that I can. I am trying not to have a bad day. Now everybody knows the way that is. Even though my baggage and I are using up a two-person seat, I'm not trying to be funny, but the guy down next to me is even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seat, and I can't look at him. He doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. My face is pressed up against the window, and through it I can see station of the train. I spy on the big guy sitting next to me. He's drinking two beers and reading the New York Post, trying not to get in my way. Now everybody knows the kind of day that is. I am miserable. We are miserable. Can't we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I want to ask him what's his name, but I can't, 'cause I'm so afraid of the man on the train. Step on, you might never get off another future train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a
it's just about time for our train to be stopping. Oops. You okay, Mike?
Yeah.
Are you playing with that thing again? Put that away.
Okay, two more.
Put that away.
One more?
All right, you happy?
Yeah.
This is our stop. And it's the news stop.
Yes.
And it's 15 degrees outside here in Stony Brook.
Yeah. What's the name of the station, Eric?
Oh, this station here? This is WUSB in Stony Brook, of course. You didn't know that?
Well, maybe in case our listeners didn't know.
Well, of course they know. Of course. Who else would be playing trains in the middle of the night? Okay, here's the latest news. The Reagan administration is reportedly trying another tack to win approval of a compromise on the proposed sale of AWACS radar planes to Saudi Arabia. An informed source says there's talk of sending a high-level delegation to Saudi Arabia that would include key Senate critic John Glenn of Ohio. The compromise proposal, designed to meet Senate objections, would give the U.S. joint operational control of the AWACS. The Saudis have had no official comment, but there are reports they've rejected the compromise.
President Reagan has dropped a plan to reduce the minimum food requirements for the school lunch program. The plan, which classified ketchup as a vegetable, had been heavily criticized, and Budget Director David Stockman acknowledges it was a bureaucratic goof. Members of the House Energy Subcommittee say they intend to fight the president's proposal to eliminate the Department of Energy. Democrat Albert Gore of Tennessee says the country needs a national approach to finding alternatives to foreign oil.
Ketchup? A vegetable?
Yeah.
Well, a base lie. That's what the United States calls Cuban charges that the U.S. used bacterial warfare against the communist-ruled island. Deputy Representative Kenneth Adelman told the U.N. General Assembly the U.S. has cooperated with World Health officials to help fight an outbreak of dengue fever in Cuba.
Oh, boy.
And he said Cuban officials have told health authorities the deadly fever was introduced to Cuba by troops returning from Angola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defense lawyers say Atlanta police, on a fishing expedition, illegally seized evidence in the home of Wayne Williams, and they filed a motion asking that the evidence be barred from Williams' murder trial. The 23-year-old Williams is charged with killing two of 28 black young people slain in Atlanta over the past 2 years. Striking air traffic controllers parked cars in front of the main terminal at the San Francisco International Airport Friday evening. The blockade caused traffic to back up on the terminal roadway. took police at least an hour and a half to unsnarl the traffic jam.
Well, jurors in the Larry Layton murder conspiracy trial have asked to have testimony from three people's temple defectors reread to them on Saturday. The jury told the trial judge in San Francisco Friday that it was deadlocked, but the judge asked the panel to continue weighing the charges that Layton conspired to kill Congressman Leo Ryan in Guyana. Back in July, suspended walkways at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City collapsed during a dance, killing 113 people. The Kansas City Times hired engineering experts to study the collapse, and those engineers have concluded the suspended walkways were too heavy to support themselves. And the newspaper reports, the engineers say the walkways eventually would have collapsed under their own weight, even if no one was on them.
And speaking about dropping, a little bit closer to home, a parachutist who made a pinpoint landing on top of the World Trade Center 2 weeks ago bailed out of a balloon yesterday in what the balloon's pilot said was a publicity stunt. Police originally described the bailout by 35-year-old John Carta of New Rochelle as an emergency jump made because the balloon was in danger of going down.
However, the balloon's pilot, Ronald DiGiovanni of Queens, described it as a publicity stunt. DiGiovanni said, if it had really been an emergency, it would have been far simpler for a passenger to ride the balloon down rather than bail out. It was also learned that a freelance photographer was alerted to the bailout in advance.
DiGiovanni and Carta left a school parking lot in East Norwich, Connecticut, that's what it says, for an undisclosed location on the south shore of Long Island. Carta bailed out and landed safely at about 7:30 a.m. in Hicksville. Nassau County Police at first said the bailout occurred because the hot air balloon had run out of fuel. Actually, the balloon drifted down without incident in Seaford.
DiGiovanni, I love saying that name, said no charges were filed against Carta, but police say he faces a $50 fine for illegal parachuting. Carta parachuted from a plane September 10th, and he landed atop the 110-story World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
You know, DiGiovanni, it's almost like saying
Angelello,
Angelello,
I was just thinking about that, but DiGiovanni just sort of falls out of your mouth, you know, it's really nice.
Yeah.
No, it's not usually nice, but...
Say, do you have a weather in there?
Do I have weather? Yes, I do. It's right over here, in fact. I can tell you right now, it's 15 degrees, 61 on the Fahrenheit scale.
What is that Kelvin?
Kelvin. Oh, what is it? 273 plus... what the remainder will bring. Oh, that was cute. But it's 18 minutes after 2 o'clock now, and again, 15 degrees outside, 61 Fahrenheit.
I bet the folks at home never knew you weren't a poet.
No, they didn't. And they probably still... well, let's not get into that anymore. We usually are just about finished with our album slide by now.
But we haven't even started.
We read the news about half an hour ago, but since we went on an expedition to Shelter Island... Incidentally, before we go into our record slide, let's just say to the folks that anybody who wants us to tour their town, by all means, let us know. We'll be more than happy to take a trip down there. In fact, you could even give us a tour of your community. You know, the things to look out for.
Yeah, the things to look for.
Any place on Long Island, even we'll go to Connecticut, you know?
Yeah, because, well, hell, I mean, there are people listening in Connecticut.
There are people listening all over the place. There are some in, I bet there are some in Westchester.
Westchester, like New Rochelle, even.
It could be. Could very well be.
Like Mamaroneck.
Could very well be.
Rye.
Why?
No, Rye.
Oh, Rye. Of course.
But is that in Westchester?
Rye is in Westchester, yes.
Okay.
I believe. If I'm wrong, someone correct me.
But they'll call up and correct you, I'm sure.
We'll go anywhere. We'll explore the town, talk about it, do our show even from there. We want to learn more about Long Island and its surrounding areas.
And we want you to, too.
And that's right, and we want to share the experience with you and get to know the people out there. So our number is 246-7901, area code 516. Our address, if you're too shy to call and you like writing better, is Voice of Long Island, care of...
WUSB,
Stony Brook.
State University of New York at?
Stony Brook. Well, too many Stony Brooks. Eliminate the first Stony Brook. State University at Stony Brook is fine. Stony Brook, New York.
New York, 11794
is our zip code. please, we want your response. And what better way to get to know Long Island for everybody concerned? I got to know quite a bit about Shelter Island.
I did, too.
All I knew about it before that was it was a name. And it was I knew where it was, too, but not much more.
You'd never been there.
Never been there.
You've been there before. Yeah, just about 3 or 4 weeks prior to that.
Oh, so you had a...
Back in July, the end of July.
We've got to go someplace next time that neither one of us has ever been. Do you know that there's a town on the North Shore called Oregon?
Yes, I knew that.
That's amazing. Oregon, here in Long Island, that, you know, it's kind of shocking to most people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a Hicksville, you know, there's a Smithtown and, you know, Port Jefferson and all that.
Even Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, yeah, but Oregon?
Mm.
That's one we're going to have to check out. If anybody is out there in Oregon, please give us a call. Okay, our album side for tonight.
Whatever happened to this guy?
Well, a few weeks ago, on a radio station you might have heard of in New York City called WABC. Yeah, and it's a station out there. It's in New York, and it's on the AM dial. That's the other dial, not ours. We're FM, they're AM.
Yeah, I think I once heard of that.
Yeah, some people listen to it, and they play music most of the time. They just, you know, play songs.
Or what they consider music.
Sometimes it gets to that. And they had this thing a few weekends ago. The greatest disappearing acts of all time is what they called it. It was about all these people who put out songs, and then you never heard from them again. And you always wondered what happened. Sometimes they put out albums, but they never got airplay, and they didn't sell. Sometimes they just sort of drifted away. So, there's one person whose music I didn't hear on this weekend special, and that is none other than Mr. Dobie Gray. You might remember Dobie Gray from a few years back, about 1973 or so, a tune entitled Drift Away. Very finely received, played all over the place. But it was the only thing people, well, most people anyway, ever heard from this guy. And I just thought it would be a nice thing to do to play some more songs by this gentleman, including the title track of this album, Drift Away. So what we are going to hear is side one of the album, which came out in 1973. Drift Away, The Time I Love You the Most, L.A. Lady, We Had It All, and Now That I'm Without You. And maybe we can find out from some of our listeners whatever happened to Dobie Gray.
Day after day I'm more confused, yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boy, to free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Can move me.
for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Thank you.
had more than a share, but I don't believe the LA lady really cares. If she lives or dies, I don't wonder why. I can see the sadness in her eyes. Oh, the love she's had, well, it's all gone bad. But to know the LA lady is not one to cry.
I can hear the wind blowing in my mind, just the way it used to sound through the Georgia pines. And you were there to answer when I called. You and me, Lord knows we had it all. Remember how I used to touch your hair while reaching for the feeling that was always there. You were the best thing in my life I can recall. You and me, we had it all. I know that we can never live those times again. So I let these dreams take me back to where we've been. Then I'll stay there with you just as long as I can. Oh, it was so good. When I was your man, and I'll never stop believing in your smile. Even though you didn't stay, it was all worthwhile. You were the best thing in my life I can recall. Oh, you and me, we had it all. Yes,
you and me, we had it all.
Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul.
I don't want to be lost in your
rock. I want to get lost in your rock and
roll.
Oh,
something like that.
Dolby Gray. And we heard side one of the album Drift Away here on USBFM. Where there are boats currently pulling into the studio. Much like the ones that are now taking the tripods over to France. Although, here's strange sounds, for sure. It's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock now. Incidentally, the songs we heard on that Dolby Gray album are Drift Away, of course. The Time I Love You the Most, L.A. Lady, We Had It All, and we finished it up with Now That I'm Without You. And playing on that album, along with Dolby Gray, who was just on vocals, no instruments from him, David Briggs, keyboards, Mike Leach, bass, Kenny Malone, drums and percussion, Troy Seals, acoustic guitar and electric guitar, Reggie Young, Weldon Myrick, Buddy Spitker, and Mentor Williams.
Mentor Williams?
Who also produced the album. And that's our album slide for this week.
Sure is.
If you have any suggestions.
You know what we should do?
give us a call next week.
I have a suggestion for
next
week. We can play a sound effects record side. Like this?
It would be interesting, that's for sure.
Would be different. Nobody else would ever dare to do it. Oh, you do have some good music there in here, right?
Yeah. Well, the Radio Free Weekend is here. This is the first step of it. A lot more coming along the way. For instance, at 11 o'clock this morning, we have Pakistani music. And, of course, every Saturday morning at that time, we present an hour of Pakistani music and talk with hostess Tahira. The program is presented so that members of both Eastern and Western cultures will benefit and learn from it. So it's Pakistani music coming your way at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then right after that, at noon, is reggae with none other than Lister Hugh and Lowe. And Saturday is a party on USB.
Yeah.
3.5 hours of reggae music beginning at noon. Did you know since 1970, Lister has been bringing Long Island and Connecticut the finest in old and new reggae?
Since the days of Carrier Current.
That's
here
right.
In the State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Rubber dub music, and also the latest concert happenings and news in the world of reggae. And each week there's also a reggae request line for your suggestions. So Lister Hugh and Lowe and reggae music at noon. At 3:30, Onda Nueva with Felix Palacios, some Latin and salsa music. Haitian music at 6 p.m., right after Stardate at 5:58. And what else do we have coming? Of course, our classical music has expanded. We now have classical music on both days of the weekend from 7 to 10 at night. At 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Jazz Alive from National Public Radio. That'll run from 10 to 12. And, of course, Jazz Alive is made possible through a grant from the Graduate Student Organization here at Stony Brook. And we extend our sincere gratitude to them. Coming up after that, of course, Morning Star at 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning or Saturday night. And what that is contemporary spiritual music and talk along with all sorts of enlightening features. It's a four-hour program, and it's hosted by Andy Lish, Sunday mornings from 3 to 7 a.m.
Say, are you trying to drive all of our listeners away by reading all of these things at once?
I'm not reading. This is coming from the top of my head.
Oh.
Through the Looking Glass.
Another one.
Through the Looking Glass is a program that comes your way once every 2 weeks on Sundays at noon. Now, I bet a lot of people don't know what Through the Looking Glass is all about. Well, it's an entertainment program meant for people of all ages, featuring various types of music, including rock, folk, classical, and often just strange and silly songs, sort of like our program. Each show runs on a different theme, with stories and poems from all around the world, and guests reading from their own works. It's hosted by Jerry Zuckerman, and you can catch it the second and fourth Sunday of the month at 12 noon, and this Sunday coming up is the fourth Sunday of September, so Through the Looking Glass will be on at noon. Sino 78, Sunday at 5 p.m., Chinese music. Oh, I forgot the India hour at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2, Indian music. Chinese music from 5 to 6. And, of course, classical music from 7 to 10. All here on USB FM. It's all part of Radio Free Weekend. And right now, Mike is telling you all he knows about what's going on in the world. And as you can see, that's quite a bit. And also, the USB concert billboard is on the weekends is heard once a day at 7 p.m. and during the week at 4:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Okay, enough promotion here. Enough promotion. Radio Free Weekend is here, and it's going to take you for the next couple of days. Don't turn your radio. Make a lead connection on your tuner so that you don't any chance knock against it and tune away from 90.1 FM, where right now we have Dennis Brown. No man is an island. Truer words were never spoken.
No man is an island. No man
as a brother and remember each man's dream as your own. Now we need one another, oh yes, and we all try to be friends. Each man has a brother, and each man has a friend. You can live in this world all by yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
we played that one for the folks too. Not this this tune. That train pulling into the station, and they looked a bit mystified when they heard the bells, because you don't hear that unless you're pulling into a station.
That's true.
And they came across rather loudly towards the end too.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's been another Saturday morning that has been kicked off.
By us.
By you, Mike Uhas.
And by you, Eric Corley.
That's right. Here on USBFM, Stony Brook. It's been a lot of fun. We did a lot of things tonight.
Yeah, we sure did.
Had a special message from Captain Christopher and Uncle Rodney, or vice versa.
Nice of them.
It was. And they mean well, folks, no matter what you might say of them. Had something about the tripods. The tripods are on the way to France now. We'll find out about them next week.
Hey, Don Topeka came back.
Don Topeka's back from vacation, too. No one mentioned that.
I mentioned it. Just now.
Just now you did, right. But Don never mentions things like that.
Yeah.
He's not self-centered. That's one thing you have to say about Don Topeka. Not at all.
Except when he says, this is Don Topeka.
Well, that's the way he does it. But he doesn't... I've met the man, and he's not a self-centered person at all, I'd say.
That's good.
It's good there are people like that still in the world.
Yes, it is.
Aren't many of them.
No, there aren't.
I'm one of the few. There aren't many like me.
No, they're not. Not at all.
Well, we also, of course, went to Shelter Island, which is the most different thing we've done for a while.
Yeah.
Just taking a little field trip, and who knows where we'll go next time. We could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to Rochester tomorrow.
That's true. Actually, today.
Is that so? Bum, bum.
Yes, it is so.
Hmm. Well, have fun up there, and hope you get a lot of sleep on the train, because you ain't getting none here.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How long does the train ride? About a few hours?
6 or 7 hours, something like that.
Well, that should be interesting. You can do a lot of things in 6 or 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to be on the train, though.
Yeah. It's fun. It really is.
How long are you going to stay there for? 2 days?
Yeah. We've got to leave on Sunday.
Okay, and you'll be back here, I guess, Monday, right? And, of course, you'll be doing your show Thursday night.
And you'll be doing your show Tuesday night?
I guess everything's going to work as scheduled then.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that this is what might be considered a holiday weekend for the folks here at Stony Brook, a lot of people going home have gone home already for, of course, Saturday and Sunday. But then we have off Tuesday and Wednesday for Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of people are just saying they're going to skip the classes for Monday. They do anyway, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, well, it's not any of our concern now, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. Well,
1 minute to 3 o'clock. I guess we're going to kick off a little bit early tonight, Mike.
Unless you have anything else to say.
I don't think so. I think it's going to set it all tonight.
My show, my program last night, I had to kill a couple of minutes at the end, so I threw on one of those funny little cartridges up there. And
I heard that.
You did?
I did. I was down the hall in another room.
And then I had to just get on and say, well, Stardate is coming up shortly, but it's not time yet for Stardate, so I came on to just like to babble on for a few minutes.
You just talked about how you were going to babble on, but you never really started babbling.
See?
You had me looking forward to it, and you disappointed me.
Well, that's the desired effect, you know?
Yeah. Of course, Stardate isn't coming up now, in case you might have gotten that impression from what Mike just said.
Well,
it's not coming up until 5:58 this afternoon.
Craig Carlson's coming up.
Craig Carlson's here.
Yeah?
He'll be taking you until about 7 in the morning.
Yeah, well, it is 3 o'clock right now, and you're tuned to WUSB. Stony Brook.
New York.
11794.
But that's not part of, of our legal ID
that's
anyway.
That's not part of our station identification. Anyway, we'll
be back next week.
We got a pizza that's getting soggy.
Yeah, well, we got to get to that. We'll be back next week at 12:02 on Saturday morning, Friday night, what have you, with more wonderful things to share with you.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Gentlemen, for your listening pleasure out there on the galactic airwaves, we bring you live from the tea rooms of Mars, the Big E.
Thank you.